morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Hoberman, and we are so pleased to have you on the line with us from Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital because you're going to be telling us about the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event, which is this Saturday, and it's to help fight breast cancer. So thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for taking me remotely.
Well, that's sometimes the way it happens. We're just glad that you're willing to be on from the hospital this morning. You know, Dr. Hoberman, as a surgeon, you walk alongside many, many people who are fighting breast cancer.
We do. You know, it's become more and more a focus of my practice at Liberty Surgical, and it's really the wind beneath our wings. We love taking care of patients who find themselves in this life predicament, because I think it's a special time to intervene and offer them support and encouragement, because we have so much hope where this diagnosis has now been placed, and there's so many wonderful advances, and we're blessed to have the American Cancer Society, you know, leading the forefront in lots of the research and the support to these ladies. So, you know, to be able to give back and do this kind of a fundraiser is a really exciting thing.
I want to talk a little bit more about your practice. I know when you enter your office, you have made a very conscious decision to make your patients feel very comfortable, because you feel that that's very important, because if someone is dealing with surgery or breast cancer, that's a difficult walk.
It really is. And, you know, you don't want to be in that environment that just feels sterile and not personal. So, yeah, our living room is our front room, and that's the waiting area. And we have it decorated like very similar to my living room at home. And we just wanted it to be comfortable for patients. We want them to feel like it's a place of peace and a place of healing, and where they can be heard and understood and cared for. So you're right, that is an important aspect, I think, of just taking on that next step of treatment, whatever it may be.
So what do you say to a patient when they say, "Am I going to make it?"
I just look at them and say, you know, yes, you are. With the research and the technology we have, ladies are living with this diagnosis. They're living beyond it, you know, beyond our greatest dreams of where we could be. And we want to completely eradicate it, and we want it to be, you know, a curable disease 100% of the time. But I think that they need to concentrate on living today, you know, and living tomorrow the best that they can. I think that's a life lesson for all of us. And certainly when patients get that diagnosis of cancer, you see over and over that it's a game changer for life. They start to embrace the joys, you know, more deeply, and the people around them, and you don't let opportunities slip by that you would otherwise take for granted. So I think that it's just redirecting that focus on how any of us are going to live the days that we have left, you know, whatever that may be. But thank heavens, with those cancer diagnoses and the treatment that's available and early diagnosis, things are much more promising. It's really, you know, good to be able to give that good news more times than not.
And you have a very unique meaning when you say the word survivor, or the definition.
Yeah, you know, so many patients, when I invite them to like these fundraisers, and we really try and make sure that our cancer patients know that they are a survivor from day one. When they get their diagnosis, they are a survivor from day one. We don't have to put those time limits to say, well, I can't be considered a survivor until I'm 2 years out or 5 years out or 10 years out. I think start living, you know, your life from the beginning, that you're a survivor the moment you get diagnosed, and move forward.
And I think something which is very unique about your practice is you follow your patients, don't you?
I do. You know, there's so many aspects of breast cancer treatment and follow-up that if the breast surgeon's not following them, often no one else is. You know, so yeah, I see patients about every 3 months for the first year, and every 6 months, you know, for years like 2 through 5. And some of that first early following, we're watching things like lymphedema. You know, that's an area that hasn't been well followed or concentrated on in the past, and we now have a new device available in my office where we can actually measure the lymphatic flow in the arm before surgery and then after surgery. And the peak of lymphedema happens in the first 2 years. So if you're not being watched carefully, you know, you're not going to catch it. And we think now there's a time period where lymphedema is actually stage zero and where it can be reversed. And that's huge. We've never thought about it and analyzed it and watched for it the ways that we are now. So, I mean, those things are the things that we watch for in our practice. We have other support opportunities. We have a new support group that's meeting about every month doing an activity together. So that's part of the support that we offer. And we also have breast prostheses for ladies who have mastectomy and mastectomy bras and other things that are all available right in one location to make things a little more convenient for ladies.
You are also involved in the fight against breast cancer in the community, and one way that you're going to help support your patients in the fight against breast cancer is by being involved in the Making Strides for Breast Cancer Walk on Saturday. Some people may have never heard about it. What is it?
Well, this is a chapter, a new movement within American Cancer Society. Nationally, it's been going on for several years. Last year was our first walk here in the Holland-Zeeland area, so this is just the second year that we've had it. But it's really focusing on breast cancer and breast cancer survivors. I think a lot of folks know my involvement in American Cancer Society with the relay, which happens in June of every year, and that's for all cancers. And this one is really to support breast cancer research and patients. So we are going to be meeting rain or shine or snow this Saturday down at Collin Park, and activities will kick off around 9 o'clock. It's going to be fundraising right on site, so if people don't have time to do fundraising ahead of time but they want to come be a part of it, I would encourage them to do that, because you can bring a little extra cash or your checkbook or just your smile and come down. We'll have things that are going to be for sale. We're going to have different events that families can be a part of. It's a very family-oriented environment. And so fun things just happening between 9 and 10 o'clock. And then the walk will start at 10.
So how long is the walk?
The walk is 3.1 miles. It's going to kind of go around, start at Collin and end at Collin, but we'll go through downtown Holland. We'll go around kind of the Heinz waterfront walkway. And I want to encourage patients, you know, if they look at that and say, oh, I don't know that I can do 3 miles, or, you know, with the cold weather, don't know that I can do it. Well, you know what? Maybe just join us for part of it. You can start at the beginning. You can meet us at the end. You can walk with us downtown. You know, just be a part of it in whatever way fits where you are right now. Because I think for the ladies, for the survivors, for the folks going through their cancer journey, to just be supported in any shape or fashion is huge.
Is there going to be any recognition for those who are survivors?
There will be. They will be in special survivor t-shirts or long sleeve shirts, and it might be bundled under their coats. But if you're a breast cancer survivor and you'd like to participate in the walk, you can register, excuse me, at the event and get your t-shirt then. You don't have to do online registration if you can't ahead of time.
So how is your staff and office going to be involved?
We have been doing fundraising at the office for the last couple of months, and my team has been really excited. We've been selling sweatshirts and keychains and lots of fundraising items that way, but we'll also be there with smiles on our faces to give hugs to former patients, current patients, and just encourage people where we can. We'll have some educational information at our tent, and there'll be other tents at the event. You know, other community groups that are involved in cancer care that will be there to support patients as well. So we look forward to meeting everybody.
So you're talking about a fundraising event. What will the monies be used for that are collected?
That's a great question. American Cancer Society, I think people aren't aware of all of the research that the society really does. They have been the leaders in research with you know, lung cancer and colon cancer and in breast cancer research. And so a lot of the funds will go to research-based things. They will also go to the local support that the American Cancer Society does through their wig bank, through they have a makeup day for women going through chemotherapy, and as they have those skin changes and eyelashes fall out and, you know, some of those issues, they want to just help them bring out their inner beauty and feel encouraged. So they have makeup days that we sponsor. There's also a hotline, a 1-800 number that's available to all cancer patients, not just breast cancer patients, to help put them in touch with other resources in our community. And so to keep those phone lines open and the resources printed and available, that's where a lot of our money is going to go from this event.
Well, I'm excited about the event. I know I have my pink T-shirt. I'm going to be walking with a group from Spectrum Health Steel and Community Hospital, and just want to thank you for your involvement in that. I want to switch topics a little bit. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and early detection is so important.
It is. And, you know, really when we say early detection, how early is early? I think there's a couple of different ways to look at that. And now with breast cancer and as we're looking at women's family history and the whole family tree, we're starting to look at early detection and genetics as a part of that to say which women are at increased risk. You know, the vast majority of cancers aren't genetically based, you know, that we know of. Only about 10 to 15% will carry the BRCA1 and 2 mutation. And there are other genetic defects that can be linked to breast cancer, but the BRCA mutation is the most encompassing. And so we're starting, and especially through our office, my nurse practitioner, Ashley Mitchell, and myself, we've done additional training to concentrate and help be able to analyze and order this testing for ladies, because I think that's a part of their risk assessment, and then knowing how they need to be watched and screened differently than the regular population. And then there's some things that we can do to reduce risk with medications for ladies who are at increased risk, whether they carry the gene or not. And so, yeah, this whole concept of watching the people who are at risk and the ones who are at risk, let's catch it early if it's going to happen, is just really key.
So genetic testing, what does that test involve? Is it just a blood test?
It can be a blood test, or now it can actually be a mouthwash, a swish and spit. So it doesn't have to be, it's not an intimidating test. It takes about a minute and a half to get enough saliva to send in for the saliva test. And if it's a patient who has a current diagnosis of breast cancer and we're sending in that test so that she can help make her surgical decisions, the test takes about a week or two to get back. For ladies who come in and want to have counseling by Ashley or myself, go over their family history and decide if they're going to be tested. Once we send their test results off, when it's not a rush situation, it can be 3 to 4 weeks. But to have that information and to know how that all affects not only the patient, but the whole family unit is a blessing to be able to be a part of, because I think there are a lot of women who walk around with the thought that they're at increased risk when they're not. And likewise, the ones who really are, what peace of mind they have to know that they're going to be watched well. And as we counsel them about other things that they can do to reduce their risk, it really is something that decreases that level of anxiety.
So what if someone finds a lump? What should they do?
You know, I think the first thing is if you've got a family doctor and a good relationship with them, bring it to their attention. Usually we'll start out with some general screening, a mammogram, an ultrasound. But the big key is if the mammogram and ultrasound don't show a reason for that lump and it's still present, you really do need to get to a surgeon. Mammogram and ultrasound will miss about 10 to 15% of palpable findings. So if you feel something but the imaging doesn't show it, keep pursuing it, because we really do need to do a little needle biopsy or further work up any palpable findings.
And just because you find a lump and you have the procedure doesn't mean that it's going to be cancer, correct?
No, correct. The vast majority of times it's not. There are lots and lots of benign lumps and bumps in a woman's breast. But when we find them, we're obligated to make sure that it's not a cancer and to reassure that patient.
And Dr. Hoberman, we are out of time. Just really want to thank you for taking a little bit away from your surgical schedule there at Zeeland Community Hospital. And thank you for your part in just your commitment to women in our community who are experiencing breast cancer. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And you're invited to Collin Park this Saturday to join in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk. It's this Saturday. The walk actually starts at 10 o'clock at Collin Park, but the festivities and registration begins at 9. It's not too late to walk with hundreds to show your support or to financially support the walk. For more information, you can go to MakingStridesACSEvents.org. That's MakingStridesACSEvents.org. And then when you get there, they're going to ask you to put your zip code in, and you can put it in, and it will give you the details for the event. You can tune into Wellspring next week when we're going to talk about COPD with respiratory therapist Nancy Wall.